Opponents of the shift met yesterday with several state senators and aides to others to plan a protest rally this afternoon outside an Office of Mental Health hearing in the Birchfield Penny Art Center. The state analysis says kids will be closer to families if living at BPC, something disputed by Senator Catherine Young, who says the move will make it harder for parents from her Southern Tier district. Young says the state needs to invest in better mental health care.
You are able to improve people's quality of life. You are able to help them become more productive members of society. You're able to avert longer hospital stays. Oftentimes people with mental health problems end up in jail. That's very expensive. So this actually is a cost saver to provide the services that people need when they need them.
Opponents of the shift say West Seneca houses kids only, and they benefit from others like themselves being treated for the same problems. There's also concern that kids who are told they will only be treated for short periods of time, seeing BPC patients who are older adults and don't seem to have improved enough to be sent home. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.